High pressure over the region will slide off the east coast later in the day as a storm forms and develops explosively off the southeast coast. Some mid and high-level clouds will build north and impact portions of the Hudson Valley and southern New England as the day wears on. Further north, it should remain mostly sunny throughout the day. Temperatures are still running well below average, falling almost 20 degrees short of our average high for this point in March once again. As that powerhouse storm forms and rapidly develops off the coast tonight, it'll track northeast toward the Canadian Maritimes by late in the day tomorrow. And we're certainly dodging a bullet with this one, as all of the models continue to keep the storm passing far enough to our south and east that will have little impact on most of the region, with just a small chance for accumulating snow mainly south and east of the Capital District. Wednesday will once again be unseasonably cold, with highs only in the mid-20s to mid-30s, but it will feel significantly colder because of the gusty winds in place due to the tight pressure gradient between the departing powerhouse storm and high pressure building in from the west. We could see winds gusting between 30 and 40 miles an hour Wednesday evening into Wednesday night. Thursday will be quieter with high pressure in place, and another storm will impact the region on Friday. This time, however, it looks to be warm enough for it to be all rain for the valleys, with a wintry mix possible in the higher elevations to the north. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no organized severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees on Monday at Death Valley, California, to a low Tuesday of 19 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow, in New York City, a chance of snow mainly in the morning, mostly cloudy, then becoming gradually sunny with a high in the mid and upper 30s. Quite windy with a northwest wind from 14 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35. In Boston, snow mainly in the morning, highs in the middle 30s, quite windy again with a northwest wind around 25 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, scattered flurries in the morning, mostly sunny with a high in the low 20s and a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 48 degrees with a record of 74 set in 1910. Normal minimum temperature is 29 degrees with a record of 0 set in 1875. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 25th, 2014. Sunrise was at 6:50 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:13 p.m. For tomorrow, March the 26th, sunrise at 6:48 a.m. and sunset at 7:14 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cold, lows in the low to mid-teens. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, cold with highs in the lower 30s and northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to near 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with snow tonight, lows in the middle 20s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow in the morning, then turning partly sunny in the afternoon. Brisk and cold, highs in the low to mid 30s, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts at 35 possible. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow after midnight, cold with lows in the middle teens. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, brisk and cold, highs in the mid and upper 20s, northwest winds 15 to 25 with gusts to 35 miles an hour possible. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow tonight, lows in the middle and upper teens. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow in the morning, then turning partly sunny in the afternoon. Blustery and cold, highs near 30, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts of 40 possible in the afternoon. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, brisk and cold, temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s, and northwest winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 35 possible. Region-wide, your extended forecast for Thursday looks like this. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. Rain likely on Friday with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance for rain, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Partly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Mostly sunny and pleasant on Monday with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.